From Anshe Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Re'eh, Children of God. It says in the Parsha, Banim atem asham lechem lo tasimu kocha bein nechem lamed. Lo titu adduv lo tasimu kocha bein nechem lamed. You are children of God. Don't cut yourselves. Don't put a tear in your skin between your eyes. Don't make a bald spot between your eyes for the dead. What exactly does it mean? Firstly, the expression, Banim atem asham lechem. You are children of God. What does it mean? Targum Yonasan Ruziel, associated with Yonasan Ruziel, says, Kibanim chavivin. You are like beloved children. Of course, we have to be careful not to say we are actual children of God. That's a pagan idea. But we can certainly say we are like beloved children to God. However, other translations, Yerushalmi says, no, Banim chavivin, we are beloved children to God. We want to use that extreme language, as problematic as it may be theologically. Marie Kara, French commentator, early days, he says, what's the connection? Some people put a bald spot between their eyes because of the dead. Some rip their skin. He says, no, but we are banim l'Hashem l'Lechem. We're not orphans. You think you're an orphan? You think you're mourning because you're an orphan? A Jew is never an orphan. Banim atem l'Hashem l'Lechem. We are children of God. And a child of God is never an orphan. As we say in Tehillim, we'll say soon in the month of Elul, my father and mother may have left me, but God always takes us in. The Ibn Ezra says, you have to understand, since you're children of God, therefore what? Therefore, you should realize like we're children. And children don't always understand what goes on. So when there is a death, when there is tragedy, when bad things happen, we should realize that we have a father. Our father's in charge. And he has a plan, and we have to accept that plan. Like children have to understand, we're not going to go on that trip today, we're not going to do this, you're being punished. The Father knows best, understands why we need to do what we need to do. We need to accept the divine judgment, as Ibn Ezra says. Rashi says, a little differently, that it's not so much that we shouldn't mourn so much, it's just that that's disgusting. You're going to have tears, lacerations in your skin. You're going to have a bald spot between your head. No, we don't do that. You know why? Because you are children of God. Ruim v'naim. You should be worthy of, you should be pleasant looking, handsome. You shouldn't be all ripped up and cut up and bald. You should look right. Because children of God have a certain dignity, a certain splendor. The Shaddal says, we are the army of God, and the soldiers of God should be dressed with splendor, and that's why the next section, this is an introduction to the next section, which talks about kashrut, kosher laws, because kosher laws are also a matter of, you're the army of God, you eat different kinds of things. The Reb Dov Tzvi Hoffman, a contemporary of the Shaddal, says, different, that's all it is, it's just different. Kosher food is not just different, but certain things are sheketz. They should be abominable to a Jew, to God. Certain things are disgusting. We don't eat them because indeed, if you are children of God, there's certain things you just kind of stay away from. The Sforno says, you may have mourning. You may have a loss and it's difficult. And as Ramban says, there's no prohibition against crying and mourning. On the contrary, there's a mitzvah to mourn. Everyone needs to mourn. But what there is a recognition that yes, you lost loved ones, but you have an even closer relatives. You have a father in heaven, an even closer and more honored relative. Like if someone lost a close relative, sometimes the other relatives feel like, you know, you're mourning, but don't mourn too much. I mean, you still have your children, you still have your spouse, whatever relatives they have left. The other relatives sometimes feel like, well, you know, don't forget about us. You're not completely bereft. I understand you're mourning for a month, for 7 days, for a year, but don't mourn forever. After all, you do have other relatives. That's how a Jew should feel. Sure, we mourn for the loss of a loved one. Absolutely. It's a mitzvah. There's the idea of mourning. Even the Kohen should mourn, should go to the funeral. However, we should recognize we also have an even closer relative. We are children of God. The Ramban says, before the Ramban, the Or HaChaim. The Or HaChaim says that we have to recognize not just what other relatives we have here on earth, but what about the deceased? The deceased went back to his father, because the deceased was also a son of God, also a Jew, and therefore they went back to their father. You're mourning because of the great loss. Okay, maybe you have a loss. You can't speak to them anymore until the revival of the dead. But the deceased is now with his father in heaven. And there's something to be happy about. Again, we don't celebrate death. We don't celebrate the arrival of the soul with God. No. We mourn death, but not too much. Because ultimately we have to recognize that the child did go back to his or her father in heaven. The Ramban says, you know, the book of Devarim as a whole, the Deuteronomy, it's the second Mishnah Torah, it's the second Torah. So it has to sort of add. So here there's a radical adding that goes on. Because in the book of Vayikra, it seems that Kohanim, lo yisutu sartah brosham, uviv saram lo yisutu saratet, they're the ones, the Kohanim, shouldn't have make bald spots, they shouldn't tear their skin. The Kohanim. Here the Torah comes and says, you're also Kohanim. There are other verses like that in Vayikra that seem to say that certain food should not be ingested, they're impure foods for the Kohanim. Kohanim, the priest, they should be staying away from things that bring impurity, but not a regular Jew. And here the Torah tells us, no, there are some minimal things that even a regular Jew should stay away from, the impure, non-kosher foods. Non-kosher in the Torah lingo is non-pure. They're not pure when something dies without a shechita, without a proper slaughtering. It's impure, and therefore should stay away from it. Comes the Reb Dov Tzvi Hafen, and he says, he makes that point about the impurity, that it's the impurity which is the additional Kohen-like feature which every Jew possesses, that we have that Kohen-like feature. And that's why we do a lot of Kohen-like things since the temple was destroyed. We wash our hands before bread like a Kohen would before Truma, and we wash our hands before davening like a Kohen would in the temple with the laver, with the kior. There is an idea that every Jew, in some ways, is a Bissel Kohen, a little bit of a Kohen. The Shaddal points out that the idolaters had a different view. They said, well, you know, let's see, the gods seem like they're angry that somebody died, so maybe God is mad at me too. So I'll tell you what, I'll do things that punish me even further. I'll make a permanent bald spot between my eyes. I'll cut my skin, God forbid, and now the gods will be appeased, that they won't want to take any more lives in our community. He says, no, you think God was happy that your loved one is taken away? You think God wants to inflict pain on you? No, God wants good for you. Letov lach. Everything in the Torah is for the good for you, as it says in Vayechanan, as it said in Parshat Ekev. It's all for good. And therefore, God in this Parsha says he wants us to be happy. Vayitach sameach, it's a blessing he wants to give us. He wants us to be happy. So, no way that God wants you, the mourner, to suffer even more. And that's the opposite. God wants you to be comforted. God is here to comfort us. Finally, the Siva Shalom says that a Jew should understand that he or she is a child of God. What does this mean? It means that even if a Jew sinned the worst sin that you could imagine, and he says, if that Jew doesn't understand that the minute later they can turn around and pray to God and turn to God and ask for forgiveness, if you don't get that, you don't even begin to stand on the threshold of being a chassid. You say, all right, I'm not a chassid. He says, no, let me take that back. You don't even stand on the threshold of beginning to understand what it means to be a Jew. To be a Jew is to understand that we're always children of God. The child is never ashamed to go to the parent, no matter what they did, because we're children of God. It's always a way back to your Father in heaven. It's always a way back, because you were Bani Mashem Atem Moshe Lechem, strive to be children of God. This is a special blessing, but as he said, it's a privilege, but it's also a grave responsibility as well, says in Siva Shalom, a grave responsibility to recognize children of God, to carry ourselves a certain way, to behave a certain way. And that's a tremendous responsibility. We are children of God. We are never orphaned, never alone. At the same time, also tremendous privilege, but also responsibility to recognize how do we behave when we're children of God. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sfarad Beth El Emeth Congregation, ASB Congregation here in Memphis, Tennessee. Join us each week for our discussion of the Parsha and the various holidays. Thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asb.org.